Additionally, companies can use digital technologies to improve the speed and accuracy of their customer service. For example, companies can provide faster and more accurate customer service by using chatbots and AI-powered customer service. Digital technologies such as this have a transformative impact on customer experience management. How many of us have had this experience that we call up a call center and we have to wait for minutes together, let somebody come on the line and answer the call, or somebody to redress our complaint or to clarify on certain doubts that we have. Now, with the advent of chatbots and these AI-powered customer service, what happens is that you get instant response. How it helps the company? It reduces the need for human customer service team. So let us say that a company had, say, 300 employees who were, attending to customer calls, etc. Today, maybe you require only 50, because the chatbot and the AI-powered customer service will see to it that, majority, almost say 80 to 85% of the people, their queries are satisfied or answered, by the chatbot. And they don't need to speak to a human being. Only in exceptional cases, a human being may be required, because, where the problem is very complex, very peculiar problem. So only there a human intervention may be required. So this is another way that you can speed up the response to the customer rather than he waiting. And because I have personally faced this issue, that you repeatedly call up, half the times you don't get a response, you don't connect to the number which is provided. When you are connected, then you are put on the line for minutes together, and there is very annoying music or message coming every now and then. Your call is important to us, please stay online, you're 3 minutes away, you're 2 minutes away, you're 1 minute away. And many a times this time which is given is also not accurate. So imagine that a chatbot or an AI-powered customer service overcomes this kind of a problem. It basically resolves your problem in most of the cases and does it very quickly. Greater agility and flexibility. So by using digital technologies like the cloud, companies can quickly and easily scale up or scale down their operations as needed. Additionally, companies can use digital technologies to create more agile business processes that is able to move quickly and easily. This allows them to adapt to changes in the market and customer needs very quickly. Just to give a background, in the good old days, I remember in one of the companies that I worked, when we upgraded our IT system, there was a team of people from the IT company who actually came and programmed the entire IT system to suit our organization, because the business model was very unusual, not like many other companies. And it took a couple of years for them to actually complete the entire exercise. And even in the end, some of the things could not be digitized and we had to reach certain compromises. Then came the ERP era, where you have a solution which can be customized based on the industry that you're operating in. So for example, if you have a particular kind of a procurement model, you could configure your system to suit your model. So whether you are doing the reverse auctioning, or you have the RPF or RPQ model, you could customize your system to suit your method of operation or mode of operation. Today with the SaaS model, SaaS is basically the software as a service. There is a ready software. You only have to subscribe. It takes very, very short time to customize it to your requirement. And once it is done, it is customized and your data is uploaded in the SaaS system, you are ready to go. Number two, because the data and the hardware lies with the SaaS operator, you don't have to invest in a server or in manpower for managing the IT center or the servers. The SaaS company takes care of it. Suppose you want to improve the functionality of your SaaS software, you can renegotiate with the company and you can add additional features, etc., to your SaaS model. So this is the way you can actually go online with a particular digital model in shortest possible time. Also, you want to change to a different model or you want to upgrade. All this can happen in a very, very short time, which is what we mean by agile business process. So with the changing times, you don't have to invest into reprogramming or upgrading your system. The system is already available with the SaaS company and you can easily upgrade your system simply by renegotiating with the company. So this is another way that it affords you greater agility and flexibility. So coming to the benefits of digital transformation management system. So nowadays, there are software and mobile applications on the market that aid in the process of complete automation of the freight business processes and focus on the personal user interface for improved customer experience. So what is happening is now, the industry is coming together and they are providing a platform which can be used by all the people or anybody, and you need to only register, subscribe. Sometimes there may be a onboarding fee, etc., and you are ready to go. And it provides you seamless visibility, complete functionality, and covers the entire supply chain or the logistics, as the case may be, and which guarantees customer satisfaction or customer experience. So the benefits of the digital transformation in the logistics sector are increased speed and time. We've been talking this over and over again, and this is something which is mission critical. For you to succeed in the market, increased speed and shortening of the time is most important. So by using digital transformation initiatives, such as automated software that automates time-consuming processes such as manual booking, tracking, data entry, etc., freight companies will stay on track, if not ahead of the competition. I would like to give you an example here. Take the example of e-commerce. There are various parcels or various products which are individually booked for various customers. Now imagine all these are to be routed to different parts. There is a vendor or it's a, e-commerce managed inventory. Now, each of this material has to go to different places across India. And the products are also different. So let us say that there is a e-commerce warehouse from where 10,000 items are being shipped out. Now, imagine each item is barcoded or it has got a RFID identification. Now, what will happen is that there will be a segregation, there will be a sorting, and then there will be consolidation based on the destination. So let us say that out of this 10,000 items, there are X number of items which are going to Bombay, Mumbai. So these items will be clubbed together and they will be packed either into, bags or large boxes or containers. Now you see the technology that item which was being so far tracked at an individual level, once consolidated, it will be tracked by the consolidated item. So it may be a bag like you see in a post office that hundreds of letters are put in a bag. But then the tracking of that particular bag represents the tracking of all the items which are contained in the bag. And how this is done? This is done with the help of the software. So it tracks all the items which are contained in this one single parcel or one single packet. And the movement of this packet is actually charted or tracked. So if it is moving, let's say from Delhi to Mumbai, it is tracked all along. At Mumbai, it may first reach, you know, let's say the Bhiwandi hub. Now at Bhiwandi hub, it may be opened up and split into something which has to go to Mumbai, something which has to go to Navi Mumbai, and something which has to go to Thane. So again, you see that the single packet or parcel which was being tracked is now reorganized, and your particular parcel or product will be part of a different packet or a parcel. And at the last stage, after it reaches, let's say, the Mumbai hub, and from there it is out for the last mile delivery, your parcel is again tracked on an individual level, not as a collective, parcel or a package. So it will tell you that your parcel is out for delivery and it will be delivered in a certain time. So this is how, you know, you can track your parcel. And there are softwares which are designed for this. And these are the software, as you know, these are used by the document companies, or what we call as the courier companies. They are used by the e-commerce logistics companies. So the software is the same. The product can vary, but the principle behind it remains the same. So this is how you have increased speed and shorter time for delivery of either products or documents. They will also be able to increase the shipment delivery speed to the customers, which leads to them becoming leaders in this sector. Because again, whoever does the thing fastest will gain the market share. In addition, digital technologies enable companies to connect devices to send and receive essential data over one network, which accelerates the processes and results in increased speed of reaction. Just wanted to touch upon the first point, that shipment delivery speed to the customers. In one of my earlier lectures, I have also mentioned this, that earlier e-commerce companies used to fly their packets by air. So if material is to be supplied from Delhi, and if it did not contain any batteries or any hazardous material, it would be booked by air. And then normally there will be a cooling time for any consignment. So 24 hours it has to wait at the airport, and then it will be transported to Mumbai. Today, when you're talking of the faster deliveries or the speed of delivery, there are road transport systems which have been developed by logistics provider. They deliver material from Delhi to Bombay within 24 hours. So you see, you are doing this at a much lower rate, much lower cost, maybe a lower price also, and you are offering a better service. So this is another way, you know, how the digital logistics enables you to provide, you know, outstanding service and become leaders in the field. Customer satisfaction. Freight, transportation and logistics businesses are constantly looking for ways to improve their customer experience with their companies. Very common sense kind of a thing. If customers are satisfied, they will buy more, making us a higher sales number. I don't need to explain this. The introduction of logistics software gives freight companies greater control over their businesses and digitizes the supply chain processes. This is what we talked about, in the courier example or the e-commerce example of, you know, the individual products getting consolidated into packets and then again being segregated into individual identities. Technological and digital transformation allow big and small companies to improve their services, speed, keep track of the customer's shipments, access software at any time and from any place to check the cargo status and consequently provide impeccable service. So, important point here is that improve their services, speed, keep track of customer shipment, access software at any time. The access software. So while you are able to do all this, you are able to do it through mobile devices, etc. That means you don't require any special software. And this applies not only to the customer or the client. It also applies to the people working within the logistics industry. So for every manager who's managing the logistics operation, he has complete visibility of the the consignment or where the materials are. And as we said, the system also captures a lot of data, which allows you to study where you can further improve your operations, where you can optimize your cost. And we'll come to that in some of the later slides of how it helps, the logistics companies. New opportunities. If your logistics business still operates with outdated business models, processes, and systems, your customer will likely shift to a more advanced option, which is your competitor. For this reason, you must maintain competitive advantage and in turn, your loyal customers. Digital transformation will give you numerous opportunities to benefit from and further advance your business. So this is self-explanatory. Imagine that you are giving a delivery within 4 days and the competition is giving you the delivery in 3 days, and they are giving it with visibility of the consignment while it is in transit, whereas you are unable to provide this information. So with whom will the customer go? Customer may also be under pressure to provide information to their customers as to when the material will be reaching them. So you as a logistics partner has a major role to play in providing cutting edge services and efficiencies to your customer. And if you do not do that, you will lose the business to the competition. So let's come to the 5 key technologies for immediate digital transformation in logistics. So every logistics process must evolve to provide better customer service, which is common sense, delivering deliveries in less time at a lesser cost. Established companies in the market, as well as all new entrants, must adopt new technologies. So this is mandatory. We said that, unless you adapt to the digital transformation, you will not be able to provide a quality of service, speed, transparency, etc. Okay, so with technology revolution, logistics gains in efficiency, security, profitability, increased customer satisfaction, and the opportunity for rapid development. So among the 5 key digital transformation technologies in logistics, they are: one is electronic airway bill, the second one is big data and machine learning, cloud logistics, blockchain, and IoT, or Internet of Things. They will make global chains faster, more resilient, clearly customer-oriented at a lower cost. So let's look at each of them in detail and what is the kind of a benefit they give. So coming to electronic airway bill. An airway bill or electronic airway bill is a document prepared by or on behalf of the shipper. Airway bill documents the contract between the shipper and the airline for transporting cargo over carrier routes. Generating an airway bill is a paper-intensive manual process. Single shipment can contain up to 30 different papers. Paper documentation is time-consuming, labor-intensive, mistake-prone, and costly, since it necessitates the management, storage, and maintenance of papers for record keeping. So what is airway bill? In simple words, like in local parlance, you know, when you book a material through a truck transporting company, they issue something called as a lorry receipt. This is a contract between you and the transporting company. Similarly, airway bill is for airlines. And it will contain all the details about what is the product, what is the volume, what is the quantity, where it is booked, to which destination it is being booked, through whom, that means, you know, which is the carrier through whom it is being booked. And there will be some statutory information also relating to the material which is being, transported. A digital equivalent of the paper airway bill is the electronic airway bill. For shippers, forwarders, custom offices, and air cargo companies, the e-airway bill substitutes the paper document and streamlines the air cargo procedure. Now, the problem with the paper documents is that paper documents have to be read by a human being. Sometimes the same data has to be entered in the system. So, like for example, when you are importing any material, when the material reaches the customs, then the customs are capturing a lot of information, and this information may be manually entered into their IT systems or the digital systems. So when you have an electronic document, the need for this kind of manual intervention is obviated. Also, now you must be aware that for custom clearance, you know, earlier in the good old days, we used to have bill of entries, which used to be a large paper document typed on special typewriters, you know, which could take this wide width of forms with a lot of information typed on it. Today, you have the EDI system where you are entering all the details in a system, in a computer system. And this is then through EDI, electronic data interchange, it is uploaded into the customs server. So from there on, the entire process happens digitally. And this obviates, you know, any errors, because in the typewritten document, you know, there could be error because of poor visibility, the typing not being very clear. There could be typographical error. Here, this kind of errors are eliminated because there are a lot of validations and checks even when you enter the tariff numbers, etc. That is, the 8-digit excise or custom tariff. So it becomes very, very simple. And there is no manual, any further manual entry of data. Even the values, etc., that is entered is directly being used to compute your duty components, etc. So to that extent, it becomes error-proof. This is example of the e-airway bill. Even a paper airway bill looks similar. And this is nothing but a paper representation of the electronic airway bill. That means the same information is contained inside the system in digital form. But if it were to be printed, then this is how it would look. The electronic airway bill is an important document when transporting goods by air, because airway bill is essentially only when the goods are being sent by air. Generally, when we are sending goods by sea, we call it the bill of lading. Okay, so it is one of the first steps in the transition to digitalization in the logistics industry. In fact, it is a transformation of traditional paper-based document production into digital. So instead of using a paper-based document, you are creating a digital document. Electronic airway bill is used to track the cargo from the time it is sent to the final destination. Self-explanatory, coming to the next point, big data. So big data refers to the vast amount of data that we cannot handle with a traditional database system. The need for data collection in every industry is more than a significant event and twice as much in logistics. And we are looking now at what are the kind of big data which are there. So there are structured data. Now, structured data are the information which are captured within your ERP system or your specific software, which may be for manufacturing system, warehouse management system, etc., or your transportation system. It contains various information, which are very structured and properly documented. Unstructured data, what are these? Social, channel, customer service, warranty. Now, things like warranty, somebody reports malfunction of the product and they come for a warranty replacement or repairs, etc. So these are also captured in the system, but in some cases, these may be handled manually. So unstructured data, even simple thing like, feedback from customers coming through Facebook, Twitter. So these are unstructured data because they don't come in any particular form. They come in a verbose form. They can come in the form of pictures, can come in the form of a video, whatever. And the big data systems are generally trained to even capture this data and take them into consideration for the analytical purpose. Sensor data, things like temperature, RFID, QR codes, GPS. So we talked about all these things, movement of materials, the position or location of the material, etc. Even we talked about temperature, etc., as in the cold chain, where, temperatures have to be maintained. So all these things are captured and they are analyzed as part of the big data. And lastly, the new data types, which are mapping and GPS. Mapping is basically, what are the different routes through which the material can actually go to the customer or have been going to the customer. Video data, voice data, digital images. So big data covers all these kind of things. What is the purpose of the big data? We'll come to the challenges a little later in the subsequent slides. Big data basically studies the data and tries to recognize patterns. Patterns could be seasonal, could be certain events leading to changes in customer behavior or leading to efficiency of the company, etc. And what it does is it helps people identify issues, identify bottlenecks, identify areas for improvement. Big data has been analyzed. Just to give an example, people have analyzed and said that if you were to travel by air, what will be the best time to book your ticket? And generally, one of the findings that I have come across and I happen to read, they said that 6 weeks before the departure date would be the best time when you would probably get the best deals. And this is a kind of a generalization because it's quite likely that suppose you were to fly from Mumbai to Delhi and there is an urgency, you have to fly today. It's very likely that the tickets may be very expensive if the flights are, getting overbooked. So you find that there are only 5 seats left on an aircraft. The asking rate, the price, may be 20,000, maybe 25,000. But there is another example that if there are flights of a particular company and they find that there are 20 seats remaining in most of the flights, they may start offering extremely low prices. So these kind of exceptions can be there. But generally, the patterns that big data analysis or analytics come out with, they tell you broadly. So for example, they may even correlate things like how the temperature is affecting consumption of ice creams, or how temperature is affecting consumption of a particular flavor or type of ice cream. For example, you have the water-based juices and those kind of ice creams, and then you have the milk-based products. So it could be that when the temperatures are high, the preference may be going towards people going for the water-based ice creams, etc., or slush or something like that. So big data tries to capture this kind of information. It also tries to find out patterns like when is the consumption highest? Is it coincide with certain seasons? certain time of the year, like for example during the vacation time or during a marriage season. So it basically picks out patterns from the data based on structured and non-structured data. Large amount of data flow is generated from barcodes, scanners, GPS, software systems that manage operations, telematics, RFID readers, and positioning systems in vehicles, which are actively used in the logistics sector. And we have seen this. Therefore, the logistics industry must transform to make better use of the big data concept. So simple things like which are the routes which are, you know, having less congestion. So although the distance may be a little longer, but because of less traffic, less congestion, they result in quicker deliveries or they result in lower fuel consumption. So all this kind of information can be actually arrived at from the data which is being captured. So when we look at the barcode scanner, the GPS, because GPS will tell you also the mapping information, the route which has been taken by the vehicle, you know, for delivery, RFID systems, etc. So we have already covered that. So big data is very, very important as far as logistics. In fact, let me tell you, not just logistics, but every industry is today trying to exploit the big data and come out with patterns. So like we said, you know, it could range right from your demand forecasting, where big data plays a major role. So are there any factors? Are there any, weather factors or seasonal factors which are going to drive your demand? And, part of it is what we see in the form of machine learning and artificial intelligence. It basically relies on all these kind of parameters, patterns, which are recognized. And by looking at the current, let's say, what is the temperature, what is the humidity, what part of the year we are in, what is the season, if it's a holiday season, etc. The models, the algorithms try to predict what the demand will be like. So topics that the logistics industry uses about the use of big data: operational efficiency. In order for the entire operation to pass efficiently, concepts such as real-time location optimization. So, where does the material lie at the moment? It may be on the high seas. And like I said, many things have to be planned depending upon where the material is. So let us say that your raw material is on the high seas and you have to manufacture. Knowing exactly when the material is going to arrive helps you to plan better. So you don't have to keep your manufacturing facilities idle waiting for the material. You know exactly when the material is going to arrive and you will utilize the time in the best possible way till the material arrives. And when the material arrives, you change your scheduling or your manufacturing plan to process the material in the quickest possible way. Address verification. So even based on the address, you have seen how we use identification of location or finding places that we have not been able to visit in the past. So giving the address, we are able to locate on Google Map where exactly is the place. So address verification and shift planning. Even when you are in logistics industry, there are hundreds of tons of material which are being shipped out by large corporates. I have had the fortune of, I have been fortunate to work in some such companies. Now there, you have multiple trucks carrying material to different locations for different customers. A simple thing like which truck will carry which materials for which customers, what route it will take. This kind of optimization, a human being can do it. A computer or a digital system will do it much better. And, so when you say shift planning, The shift planning also could be manufacturing. It could also be in logistics, where you actually plan when the material will be shipped out, which material has to be shipped out early in the morning, which has to be shipped out late in the evening. I mean, there are materials which have to, you know, reach the customer by next morning. And if you know the transit time, then you plan it accordingly so that, you know, the material and your vehicles are not forced to stay or wait at the customer end. So shift planning, real-time analysis. So real-time, you know exactly where your delivery vehicles are, where they are stuck up. In case they are stuck up because of traffic or any other reasons, then even real-time analysis could mean the weather. So when it comes to aircraft, comes to ships, if there is a storm, etc., then they decide on the alternate route to be taken to avoid a storm so that, you know, they are not imperiled by the natural occurrences. Refer to the collection of data that must be reached. So, operational efficiency, again, we are continuing here. Hence, many parameters such as the route of the vehicle used, the intersection point. Intersection points is wherever the exchange happens, or consolidation or segregation of the consignment happens. So these are the intersection points, or it could be, you know, like in the hub and spoke, the hub becomes the intersection point where the crossover of the consignment takes place. The correct definition of the address to be delivered through geographical coordinates. We already saw this in the previous slide. Supply chain and logistics capacity planning. We talked about the capacity planning because when in a digital system, when the material is being booked, it may be booked one day prior. The information is available in the system and it knows that at the hub, this material is going to arrive for X destination. And based on the load, you can either increase your resources or cut down on the resources. That means it gives you a heads up and lets you plan the resources in the best possible way. So logistics capacity planning can be given as an example.